And Joanne Fox joins me. Nice to have you back, Joanne.
Always good to be back, Steve. It's great to see you.
We have a lot of stuff to talk about. So here we go on this week's Cultural Continuum. Going on this afternoon at noon, the National Music Museum in Vermilion is presenting a film screening of the new South Dakota Public Broadcasting 30-minute documentary called Old Guitars and the Musicians Who Love Them. The film features several local musicians talking about and playing their favorite Gibsons, Fenders, Martins, and more. The screening will be followed by a Q&A with Arian Sheets, who is the curator of stringed instruments at the National Music Museum, as well as a guided tour of the exhibit, NMM Goes Electric. Go to nmmusd.org.
Sioux City Community Theater kicks off season number 74 with its opening show, Walking Across Egypt, a charming and funny story about a woman who decides she's too old to keep a pet and calls the dog catcher. But little does she know that the dog catcher will open her eyes to a whole new world she never knew existed. Performances run this weekend and then again through October 10th. More information at scctheaterwithanre.org.
And Lamb Theater is opening up their 42nd season tonight with Unnecessary Farce. Performances run through October 24th. In a cheap motel room, an embezzling mayor is supposed to meet with his female accountant, while in the room next door, two undercover cops wait to catch the meeting on videotape. But, well, it's a farce. All sorts of chaos breaks loose. And lambtheater.com has more information.
Another theater opportunity, Wayne State College Black Box Theater is showing The Diviners, a Depression-era saga about faith, expectation, and grief. Shows are 7 p.m. through Saturday, with a matinee performance at 2 p.m. on Sunday, October 10th. This award-winning play illuminates humanity's need to rectify the past in the face of an uncertain future. Tickets are available at the door, but seating is limited. WSC.edu.
And coming up tonight, Vanguard Arts proud to announce a performance by bluesman Dustin Arbuckle. He's from Wichita and Matt Woods out of Central Iowa. They've both been on the blues scene independent of one another for a couple of decades, but they quickly developed a strong musical chemistry based on their mutual passion for old school blues. Opening the show will be Matt Cox out of even a different state. He's out of Omaha. Go to vanguardarts.com for more information.
Sioux City Rockestra, America's first professional rock and roll orchestra, will perform two shows at the Marquee today and tomorrow, both starting at 8 p.m. Founder and music director John Lupke conducts the ensemble of 20-plus musicians in music from the classic music era and beyond. More info, SiouxCityRockestra.com.
And Artisans Road Trip starts tomorrow. That'll be from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow and not a noon to 5 p.m. on Sunday. Do you know what the Artisans Road Trip is, Joanne?
I do not know what the Artisans Road Trip
is. Okay, so you go to artisansroadtrip.com, you get a map, and then you follow it and go to artist studios, and the artist will be there. It's sort of like an open house situation at a bunch of different artist studios across Northwest Iowa. You get to go on a self-guided tour and to check out the galleries that interest you. Again, go to artisansroadtrip.com to find out more.
And apparently that's free.
It's free.
That is the best part. Goodness gracious. And we are into fall. So Fall Fest returns this year to many locations around Sioux City. That's going to be Saturday and Sunday. Fall Fest 2021 offers a weekend of fun designed for residents and visitors to enjoy this fall season and spend time with friends and family and showcase Sioux City attractions. Many, many fall-themed events are planned. Pumpkin decorating, mask making, haunted houses, hayrack rides, games, scavenger hunts, of course, tasty fall treats, costume contests, crafts, so much. Several attractions are free, or they're offering reduced admission along with the special fall programming. It's all at ExploreSiouxCity.com.
And one of those free Fall Fest events is at the museum. They are having a Kids Saturday on October 9th. That's tomorrow. Join museum staff as Kids Saturdays will be held in conjunction with Discover Day of the Dead will be the Fall Fest theme for tomorrow at the Sioux City Museum.
The Dorothy Pico Nature Center is offering a couple of chances to get outside and enjoy this fall weather by taking a hike with a naturalist. Now, that's going to be on Saturday. The first of these fall-themed hikes will be from 10 to 11 a.m. Then there is an afternoon trek later in the day, goes from 1 to 2. These hikes are great for families looking to escape the city, take a fun walk through the woods. Again, that's on Saturday.
And right in between those hikes and also right at the Dorothy Pico Nature Center, they have a presentation on Dutch oven cooking. That'll be from 11 until 1 o'clock. The Swanson family will be on hand to share some tips, tricks, and recipes that will help get you started in this great outdoor activity. Best of all, samples will be served.
And if you're not interested in hiking, the Nebraska Interscholastic Cycling League will be showcasing the skills of area middle and high school cyclists. That's going to be on Saturday and Sunday with Shaken Bacon, a race at Sioux City's Bacon Creek Park. Racing begins at Sunday, 9:30 a.m. The event concludes with awards at 3:32 a.m. And you can find Nebraska MTB on Facebook or Instagram.
And the Clay County Heritage Center up in Spencer presents Theodore Roosevelt repriser Joe Weigand, who will bring the Rough Rider President to life at the Clay County Regional Event Center tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. There is a VIP meet and greet from 5:30 to 6:30. For more on that, you can go to claycountyheritage.org. Also, you'll be able to hear more about that today later on The Exchange. Sheila Brummer did an interview with the guy's interesting cat.
Excellent.
Bully.
The Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center will present Close Encounter on the Trail. It's a free kids drop-in activity. It goes from 1 to 3 on Saturday and Sunday. It's part of the community-wide Fall Fest, and kids are going to create clothespin animals and learn about the dangerous hair-raising encounters that happened during the Lewis and Clark expedition. Board games, other activities are also going to be available at the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center. It's down there on the river.
And Sioux City Chamber Music will continue in the second concert of their 46th season, the performance by the local ensemble Quintessential Winds. That'll be Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock downtown at First Presbyterian Church. Masks and social distancing will be required. Quintessential Winds is a quintet made up of members Glenda Drennan, Lynn Gross, Drs. Deborah Check Reeves and Gary Reeves, and Rick Lacey. Find Sioux City Chamber Music series on Facebook.
The Betty Strong Encounter Center presents trick roper Joan Wells, showcasing her skills in a program called Joan Knows the Ropes. That's 2 o'clock on Sunday. Joan wanted to be a cowgirl at an early age, and between the ages of 10 and 12, she was on a live variety show in Lincoln performing her roping tricks. Fast forward a few years, Joan has made more than 50 appearances in two productions of the Will Rogers Follies and the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City. More on that, SiouxCityLCIC.com.
And Morningside University School of Visual and Performing Arts presents the All-America Concert Band in a festive fall concert on Sunday evening at 7:30 at Epley Auditorium, celebrating the beginning of the 30th year of performances by the band. Admission will be free.
Western Iowa Tech Community College and Iowa Works are teaming up for a career fair, and that's going to be on October 13th. It goes from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's right here on the campus. Attendees will have the opportunity to explore employment opportunities from various Siouxland industries, with the focus for this fair on business and finance, culinary arts and hospitality, and education and training. And there will be four more career fairs happening through the end of November if you miss this one.
And the Dorothy Pico Nature Center is offering families a chance to get outside, exercise together on their next Thursday evening family yoga hike. That'll be October 14th, beginning at 6 o'clock. That is all the time we've been allotted for Cultural Continuum for today and this week. If you'd like more information, you can find it on our website, kwyt.org, or on our Facebook page as well. I want to thank Joanne Fox for coming in here probably one last time before you leave for the fall. Appreciate to coming out very much, Joanne.
It's always a good time, Steve. Thanks much.
And going to leave you with music by Sioux City Rock Orchestra here on Siouxland Public Media.
You know you got it. We'll shine it at the moon.